Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In about an hour, we will have a live report from Eagles practice, as Jalen is said to practice today. And if he has a fine practice today, he could be taken out of concussion protocol tomorrow. Elliot Shore Parks will be with us live from practice. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, here is the Twitter question. Does Jalen Hurts have to prove something in these playoffs like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson do? Yes or no? What do you think the response is so far?
Probably leaning more no, but I think there are some people out there who do believe Jalen has something to prove and needs to play that way. So I'll go 60-40.
So it's 60-40, but it's 60-40 yes.
Ah, see, I wow. Okay.
I'm surprised at that.
Okay.
I am actually a little surprised.
Okay.
At it. And I try to make it clear what I'm trying to say in the question. And
sure.
I think including Josh Allen, and I don't think he's that level, but I think we understand that they have something to prove.
They got something to prove. No, yeah. I think it's not misleading like Fritz would normally
right.
do. Yes.
Can't wait till Jack's back so he can take my question and make me look worse.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, that lets you know that there are fans out there that that do believe that. And let me just say this. Because here's the one area I'll disagree with Corey. And by the way, that was a great back and forth with both you guys. I think what Corey is trying to say, the area in which you may want to see Jalen improve, which may be the passing game or what have you, he's not as concerned about it. But there's no way we can look at the passing game and be like, it reached its potential this year. Because when we say it wasn't good enough, then we can easily hide behind the overall record and the team success. But to your point, they pivoted to a running game because of the ineffectiveness of the passing game, whether it be the turnovers, whatever it was, slow starts. That's why the O-line went to Nick Sirianni during the bye week and said, lean on us in the running game. And we had the 29th ranked passing offense. I mean, 187 yards, I think it was 187, 189 yards a game passing in a passing league.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
It's just like it's something.
Yeah, that's not nothing. Like right. That's not nothing when you got a quarterback the caliber of Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Like, we're not playing with Daniel Jones, per se, just to throw Daniel Jones' name out there. You're playing with a guy who's had success throwing the ball, so it does make you wonder, well, why do we have to do this year with the passing game?
Especially with, like, everybody's in their prime right now.
Yes.
The offensive line's in their prime. The wide receivers are in their prime. Goddard's in his prime. Saquon's in his prime. Everybody's in his prime. And then the other thing is, I don't, because people are like, well, we run the ball so well. You can run the ball well and run the ball often without being as extreme as we were. And that's why I get to, we run from passing the ball.
To your point.
Yes.
We were the number one running team in 2022.
Right, as
and
well.
It wasn't to this extreme.
It wasn't to this extreme.
I think we were the number one rushing team in 2017 when they won the Super Bowl.
Right, and it wasn't to this extreme.
So we can be number one in rushing and not be to the extreme that we've been this year with it.
The team that we're playing on Sunday runs the ball a hell of a lot, right? The team, and these other quarterbacks I'm talking about, the Buffalo Bills run the ball a hell of a lot. The Baltimore Ravens run the ball a hell of a lot. The Detroit Lions run the ball a hell of a lot. The Washington Commanders, who, by the way, way, scored more points per game than we did this year, run the ball a hell of a lot. You can run that. That's why the whole, well, we hold the ball for so long and so on and so forth. It's just like, you want to score as many points as you can.
Sure.
Like, that's just it. And it's not about throwing the ball 50 times, but it's also not having to throw the ball 17 times and be scared of throwing the ball, which is, I feel like, the way that this offense has operated. And that's why I think he does have something to prove. And getting to the Super Bowl, it does count, but all of these other things in the playoffs also count. They count in the same way.
Right.
The losses to Tampa count. The fact that the two teams they beat in there, and look, they can only play who they play, but those are not particularly impressive victories. The Giants won and the 49ers
sure.
won. They're not hang your hat on victories.
Yeah.
You know, they're not
yeah.
going into Arrowhead like Burrow did at one point and get to the Super Bowl.
Man, if we don't even talk about the Giants game.
Right.
That lets you know how much that playoff game meant to everybody. And then with the 49ers game, other than the fact that we knocked out Purdy and the 49ers for a brief second became, quote unquote, a rival, or that game wouldn't matter as much. Like, if it wasn't for us with the back and forth with the 49ers people last year, I don't know how much that championship game wasn't memorable. I mean, hell, the Vikings game we win in 2017 was more memorable than that 49ers game.
Well, and the other thing is Purdy, when he was hurt in that 49ers game, Purdy was like the third quarterback that year.
Yes.
Wasn't he?
That was his rookie year.
Yep.
He was the third one.
So,
yep.
and it's not like he had played
Garoppolo
a bunch either.
After Garoppolo and Trey Lance.
Right.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have anything to prove in these playoffs? Does he have to prove something like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen do? Keith and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Keith?
What's up, guys?
You know, it's
so perfect that you're saying, like, Lamar Jackson, right? So he's on the cusp of winning his third possible, right, MVP, right? If I'm a Baltimore fan, I don't have trust in him in the playoffs. I watched him last year. He was an embarrassment. He had one of the worst games I've seen. So you have to make that next step. It's like you have Mahomes that made that step. You had TB12 that made that step. I mean, like, how many quarterbacks do you think about? Even if both the brothers, Eli and what's his name, they were okay. And I mean, like, other than John Elway, he won too late in his career. You have to make the step. If you want to be the man, you have to make the step. Well, and that's just the way it is.
Here's the other thing, Keith, that I would say is that, at a certain point, and I'm not saying this will happen this offseason, but at a certain point, and over the last 10 years we've seen this, coaches saying, you know what, we're winning games with this guy, but I don't think we can win the game with this guy. And the Rams made that decision with Jared Goff, right? And they went to Matthew Stafford. Even the 49ers, and it didn't work out. Alex Smith was winning football games for the 49ers.
Yeah.
But eventually Jim Harbaugh was like, you know what? I think there's another level that we can reach. And I don't know if they would have to have that answer in front of them.
It happened to Alex Smith twice.
It did, right. And then it happened in Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
So at a certain point, can you win regular season games with a pretty good quarterback? Absolutely you
right.
can. But the question is can you win the games with this quarterback? And they'll have to, and I don't think he's going to have to be Tom Brady or Peyton Manning throwing the ball but he's going to have to be better than he's been this year throwing the ball.
Right.
I know. Keith, give us somebody go ahead.
But Spike, I'm going with a woman. I have to Farrah Fawcett. If you ever saw her, I'm
16
years old.
Oh yeah, we've seen
like
Farrah Fawcett, of course.
Farrah Fawcett, that's a great head of hair.
Hanging on the walls.
Yeah.
If the carpet matches the curtains,
all right.
Beautiful sight.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. 2:38. We're sorry. Off and running.
All right. Now, there's a lot of hardwood out there nowadays.
Oh, right, God. Yeah, we're still going.
All right.
Get you out of here, Keith.
Yeah. Holy moly. So
we're attracting all the dirty old men now,
yep,
man.
Yep, here we are. All we asked for was hair. By the way, you gave Ben Affleck, I gave Andre Agassi, he gave Andrew Bynum. It's not like we were influencing anything.
No, but I knew the female hair was coming in there sooner or later.
There's a lot of great female hair
out there.
A lot of great female hair. Boy, that doesn't even sound good, does it? It doesn't sound good at all.
Well, just wait the next week.
All right. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's get back to Jalen. So Kellen Moore was asked yesterday, you know, Jalen hasn't played. If he plays on Sunday, it will be the first game he's played in 3 weeks. And he hasn't practiced in almost 3 weeks at this point. And Kellen Moore was asked yesterday whether he's worried about Jalen being rusty for Sunday's playoff game if he were to play.
Any concern about rust with Jalen after not playing for most of 3 games?
No. I think our guys do an excellent process here as far as, you know, you kind of let the medical side take care of their business. And, you know, we do our side of it as far as anything we can do to help anticipate this.
So I don't think Kellen's going to give a real answer to that. That's why I ask you.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I'm nervous.
And
so are they.
Right. They have to be, right?
How could they not be? They don't know for sure what he's going to look like.
There's a difference.
And just seeing him for the first time on a practice field in 3 weeks.
In and out. We haven't seen it yet.
So they don't know what he's going to look like because he hasn't been doing any football activity.
Right.
Right? They haven't been coaching him up because he's not permitted.
Right.
You know, they're talking about you can't even talk to him if he's in the building because that's part of the protocol. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I don't know how you cannot have some rust. The big question is, how soon does he shake the rust?
Right.
That's the big question. And how bad is it, right? Now, you can't come out turning the ball over and things of that nature. But if he's a little inaccurate, where he may miss a throw and the timing may be off a little bit, that may take a couple of series.
Right, to get...
Yeah, to get the feel of the game again. Because the practice, no matter what they do in practice, they're not simulating game day speed and intensity.
Right.
And you get
playoff
hit.
Game
yes,
day.
Yes, and you actually get hit. Here's the thing that I'd be worried about, Spike. I know we're not, this wasn't the topic, but this is with the whole rust thing. Because Ruben brought this up this morning. Ruben Amaro Jr., he brought this up on the morning show about Jalen running the ball.
Right.
And being a part of the running offense. Do I want that? The guy's coming out of concussion protocol. How much can I implement that into the game Sunday?
Well, and that is a part of
his game.
Of him that when I shout, well, the passing's not good enough, they go, well, the plays he makes with his legs. Well, and the other question is he apprehensive based on getting his bell rung like that?
And for him to be in protocol for as long as he was, now we can have blind faith and do the whole, I'm not worried about him getting injured, but concussions, as you've had them, you're more susceptible
to getting another one. Yep.
So exposing him to that type of contact in a running game when he's already, from a passing standpoint, going to be exposed to it, I don't know how much they want to incorporate that into the game plan. And the reason why I bring it up as a possible concern, because does it hamper the offense? I mean, part of his game, which makes him effective, is being a dual threat.
Absolutely. And we talked about the fact that it helps Saquon to an extent.
Yes.
And I think it helps Saquon to an extent because we're not as much of a threat passing the ball. So at least it's another threat.
So here's what I worry about on that, Spike. They start running these RPOs. You're the Packers.
You take a shot.
It's a free shot on Jalen.
Right.
It's a free shot on hitting the quarterback. You thought he had the ball.
Right.
So you hit him. So I even a tush push is a free shot on him.
The tush push scares me when he's not coming off an injury.
It's a free shot on him.
The other two things I think are notable. One actually positive and then one negative. The positive one is, if I wanted to look at a positive thing of this, I would say that he physically, when he plays for the Eagles, the way he plays, gets beat up. His body, at least, will have had a few weeks off to heal. Maybe there's some freshness in
his
leg.
Right, he'll be fresh from that standpoint.
And his
body
that he hadn't. The negative thing, too, and look, you have to trust the NFL and the doctors and whatever about concussions, but he did get his head hit pretty hard a few weeks prior, and we saw him doing a post-game interview with sunglasses on, saying that he's fine. Now, The tricky thing about diagnosing a concussion is there's nothing, when they diagnose a concussion, it's all diagnosed by symptoms. It's all diagnosed by, can you do this, this, and this? And that's how they tell if you have a concussion. As compared to a torn whatever or a broken whatever, they can do imaging. Right. They can say it's broken, it's torn, whatever. A concussion is really just, especially on a game day, is diagnosed by your symptoms. So they can miss them. They can miss him. I mean, sure. It's not impossible that they miss him. So it's not impossible that Jalen, over the last 7 weeks, has had two concussions or eight. What was the game where he hurt his head? The other one where he's doing the sunglasses. Was it Carolina? Was it Jacksonville?
I can't remember. Was a night game.
Was it?
Wasn't it a night game?
It might have been.
Where he did the interview with Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah, maybe was it? It wasn't.
It was Washington. It was Washington. Because Scott Van Pelt's a DC guy, and they were going
right,
back.
That's what it was. It was the other Washington game. Yeah. That's right. All right, 215-592-9494.
That wasn't that far apart.
No,
That was mid-November.
Yeah,
right. It was a month ago.
Yeah, like those games weren't that far apart.
The two games were about a month away from each other.
Yeah,
it's just something to think about. And again, I'm not. Nothing nefarious here. I'm not saying they passed him when they shouldn't, because if anything...
We said that, Spike. Like, it was talked about by people after that game. Like, was he really concussed? Or how did he beat the concussion test? And he's sitting up there with sunglasses on doing an interview.
Well, seemed a little out of it, too.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what he said. He said he beat it.
I used the Jack Works he used.
I beat it.
Yeah.
Like he beat a lie detector test or something. Right. 215-592-9494. Anthony in Southwest. Go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
That's great. No, I used to beat the concussion test, too.
Right. Happy New Year.
What's up, Anthony? Happy New Year.
Hey, man, listen. I want to apologize to y'all, man. Last time I called in, I had a little bit of a fired-up conversation.
Don't ever apologize for that. That's what this is for, man.
Yeah.
That's what this is for. It's all good.
My bad, man. But Happy New Year to y'all.
Happy New Year.
I hope y'all enjoying it. I wanted to say this. Listen, I always understand. I think the conversation about Jalen is always crucial, man. It's always good to have. That one of the things that I think makes Jalen special, when you take away just the football aspect of who he is, when you play sports in Philadelphia, man, you got to be built to play in this city. A lot of guys, you know, around the league, they can be special in other places, but to come and play in Philadelphia, man, you got to have some kahunas on you, and you got to be able to take all the stuff that's going to come with playing here. You might not necessarily deal with that in a lot of other places. So you can look really good in other places where it's not like a huge market and, you know, you don't got fans coming down on your head and throwing snowballs at Santa Claus and stuff like that. But
it's definitely a different place to play. Yeah, for sure, in that way.
Here. So to me, the thing that I think makes him special is that he never, like, if you really think about it, he never really gets too high or low on anything. You know, at least you don't see it, right? So from that standpoint, I think he's special. Now to the football part, right? So as I tell you guys all the time, I'm a basketball guy. I look at Jalen like this. If you, to me, you on the basketball court, you got a point guard, right? And then you got what you call point gods, right? Point gods are guys like a Jason Kidd. They're guys like a Chris Paul. Guys like that. Guys that can dominate the basketball game without scoring 25 or 30 points, right? Other point guards like a Steph Curry and guys like that, they can't dominate the game in that way without putting up a ton of points, right? They're more like hybrid point guard and things like that. To my point, I think Jalen is a guy that can do whatever you need him to do. Right? In 2022, you needed him to throw the ball and do what he did, because I wasn't a big fan of Miles Sanders. And in that Super Bowl that we played in, you can see Nick Sirianni very frustrated at the beginning of the game because Miles Sanders is just trying to bounce outside every time he gets the ball. He's not trying to get hit. So Jalen was forced to throw the ball in that game because at the end of the day, that's the only way we were going to have a chance. Earlier this year, when I looked at Jalen Hurts, and I'm looking at all the stuff that happened in the offseason with Brian Johnson, who he's very close to. He comes into the year, him and Nick Sirianni aren't on the same page. You don't see him and AJ doing some of the fun stuff that they were doing, you know, the year prior. There was a lot of stuff going on. You got Kellen Moore, who's a new offensive coordinator. So I don't think that the passing game, per se, was necessarily all on Jalen. I think the decision, and Jalen was okay with it, was, okay, we're not clicking here the way that we should be, So I'm cool with this run pass option stuff. I'm cool with this read option stuff if that's going to win us football games, because the main thing is the main thing. Let's win games and we can figure out the other stuff as we go. I think that is more of what Jalen dealt with earlier this year, no preseason, all that kind of stuff, than it is his inability to pass the game. So one more play here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Hugh or maybe somebody that made a point about this a couple of days ago, which I think is a great one. I want to get your thoughts on this. With Jalen being off for a couple of weeks, one of the things that he was doing really well for a couple of games before he went out was Kellen started scheming up some things to get him in a rhythm early in the game where he's throwing the ball hot routes mm-hmm. across the middle of the field, doing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a way that you see, you know, that they could get him going early with throwing the football? Because we know what they can do in the run game with him out there.
Yeah. That's exactly what I would see. I like what they did that Pittsburgh game. That first drive or two were a lot of quick throws. Took advantage of Calcaterra over the middle of the field. Got the ball to AJ in the slant plays that he likes. Devontae crossing routes. No, I think that's exactly what they can do. I think part of the Eagles' problem early in the season is that they wanted the big play down the field too much. Like so you're waiting for these routes to develop down the field instead of the quick throws to like he used to do with AJ. And I think the offense was sort of out of sync, and Jalen would not necessarily be comfortable sitting back there in the pocket, and he's bailing out of there. If you ask me where they are passing right now, based on what I've seen the last few weeks, yes, this is the passing game that you want. So to answer your question, yeah, you want sort of the quick throws, the quick hitters, and then just let your playmakers do the rest of the work.
Well, the other thing too, Anthony, I think if you go back and watch the games, you'll see those passes called at the beginning of games for weeks, actually, I could tell you by just going back to my text messages and seeing Ike texting in all caps to our show group text, run the damn ball and give it to Saquon, because those are there. I think the difference in the Pittsburgh game was that we hit them.
Like
it's really, yeah. I actually think that whole week that felt toxic might have been a good wake up call for both Jalen and AJ.
I think it was.
Like AJ, shut up, and Jalen, like, come on, man, we need more out of you. And I think, I actually think it ended up being a good thing. I wonder if it's what Brandon was aiming for, to be honest with you.
I think ultimately that's what he was aiming for, just, you know, delivered. It was executed a little poorly.
Right, right. Not the way the team would want it. But by the way, the message you need doesn't always come from the person you think it's going to come from or the way you think it is. It's all how you receive it. And by the way, I give AJ credit for receiving it the way he did. I give Jalen credit for receiving it the way he did. Mm-hmm. And everybody moving forward. And the biggest shame to me is with Jalen getting hurt is that we didn't get him to get to see him play the next two games,
right?
Because he only got four throws in the Washington game. He wouldn't have played against New York, so we would have gotten the Washington game
and
the Dallas game in full to see where we are in the passing and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, Anthony, give us somebody for next question today who has a great head of hair.
Definitely. Can I make just one more quick?
Yes.
Point?
Yep.
Okay. One more quick. So to everything that you guys just said. There's a lot of quarterbacks out there, right, that if put in a position like what AJ did, and I think AJ, like we talk about Brandon being, you know, him being like kind of so straightforward, and I do think it was on purpose. But I also think that AJ knows Jalen. He was good friends with them before they came, you know,
sure.
They got here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he did that on purpose also because he knows that Jalen can take it. He knows that, you know, if I say this, this guy ain't going to, you know, act like a lawn chair and start folding up around here. He going to take on the challenge of we need to get better. So that to that point, I think a big part of what makes Jalen special here is that he can take all the noise he's going to hear from you guys, from us.
Sure.
I agree.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I agree. You know, so, not everyone can. And we've seen players here who can't. So.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm going to say, for great hair, I'll say, I got to pick a sister, man. I'm going to say, for great hair, I'm going to say Naomi Campbell as a woman, and I'm going to say Colin Kaepernick as a man.
Now you gave us two.
Yeah.
Now to be.
Colin Kaepernick. I'll go with Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, you go with Kaepernick.
Oh, man. All right. Okay. All right, with Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, I like the Naomi Campbell. I'm gonna actually, Buzz. He's sticking with Naomi Campbell. I'm giving him Naomi because the Kaepernick's only okay. I think he the good fro.
Yeah. Well, he did have the big fro.
Yeah.
And I've already been hitting my DMs. For the delegation about certain guys, I forgot, and okay. they were right though. They were right, wow. You know. But I'm gonna wait for them to be brought up because it's a few obvious ones that you would be like, oh yeah, how could you not name this guy or that guy?
And they are free to call. They are free to call. And the last thing
is Aaron. You know, Aaron's the one. He's quick to let me know when I'm not on point.
Well, he is the delegation
yes.
CEO.
Yes.
Yeah. The only other thing I'll say about what Ant said about Jalen being able to take it. That's why AJ did it the mm-hmm. way he did. It might be some of that, but I think it speaks more to what Brandon said in that those are conversations that you should be able to have together.
Sure.
And I think that that's what BG was saying is mm-hmm. like it's fine for you to say what you say. Just walk up to the guy and say we need to be better. And I think they eventually got there. Mm-hmm. All right. In 35 minutes, we will get a live report from Eagles practice. About Jalen, whether he is on the field. We've been told he's practicing today, but Elliot will call. And they're having practice at the Link today rather than NovaCare. So we'll get a call from Elliot from the Link. And coming up next, Nick Sirianni did talk today about Jalen practicing, about being worried about rust, all that stuff. We will play that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.